Bam, over yo, 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 yo.
You're tuned into the Dave and Ness Show here on the number one station.
You're tuned in to the Dave and Ness Show only on XFM.
Hello, 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 everyone. Yeah, every single person that's tuned into this show, which is the Dave and Nash Show, you like listening to this amazing session. I know. I did it so that you can think, so that you can have some moment to actually fill the sentences, the gaps, you know, the gaps. Yeah, I know. I heard that. Gaps. But not the gaps, yeah. The gaps. So the gaps are going into my dictionary, which is the Dave and Nash dictionary. Yeah, but besides that, you know we how we roll, how we do it. Yeah, the gaps, yeah, you know. So in the gaps where we give you free time, you gotta fill in the gaps and you gotta know exactly what we saying. Yeah, so I'm in the studio again, yeah. Except this time, we don't have a guest presenter or guest speaker, yeah. So yeah, next week we're gonna have one, so don't worry. Yeah, got you covered, got you covered. Yeah. So yeah, and today, as you know me, DJ Nave, I'm gonna be killing it, yeah, for you guys. Yeah, killing it alone here. Yeah. But give you the juicy stuff, you know, the good stuff, the authority stuff, the ones that change your life. You know that this thing can change your life, man. I know. Like, yo, it changes your life. So it's like amazing. It's like awesome. We're gonna take this show on another level. But you know how we do it. Obviously, my week has been awesome. Yeah, Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, and today, Friday. Woo! It's like really amazing. But yeah, you know how I roll. With the Lord, my card, my God. Yeah, I know you almost heard my card, yeah. But don't worry about that one. You know how I roll with the real stuff, yeah, the good stuff, you know, the good food and everything that's on another level, which is awesome food for you. So we're gonna be killing it, yeah, today. We're gonna take the show on another level. And I hope you guys are awesome. Doing an amazing on another level. Yeah, amazing tasks. Yeah, with an amazing life. So I hope you guys are living an awesome life out there. And you're reflecting your Lord, your personal Savior, which is Christ Himself. Yeah, don't forget that. So just so that you guys know where to find the XFM shows. Yeah, so don't forget to catch us on www.activefm.co.za. Yeah, so that's the website right there, www.activefm.co.za. You can catch the shows on there. You can get many more stuff right there on the website. And there's like amazing, interesting news. And yeah, just keep your eye, you know, like, yeah, keep your eye on another level, yeah. Keep an eye on the new stuff, yeah? And keep an eye on what you're not expecting. Because there's a lot of things that you do not expect, but they are there. So, yeah, keep your eyes open. And today, I'm going to give you the most amazing topic. I know, yeah. It's an amazing topic. And today's topic is authority. Authority. That's the topic. And yeah, if you want to get more of the authority show, yeah, don't forget to also go on the Instagram page, ActiveFM. Yeah, 777/ActiveFM777. Twitter is as well, you know, / yeah, ActiveFM, @ActiveFM, yeah, 777. I'm thinking / forgive me. Twitter, @ActiveFM. 777, and then on Instagram @ActiveFM777, not /, so don't, yeah, like get the /out of there. I'm like thinking Facebook /, yeah, you know, yeah, that's the one, @ActiveFM777. So get us on those platforms and leave your comments behind. An authority, gotta keep on leaving the stuff for the authority. So yeah, you know how we do it before we actually get into the juicy stuff, you know. I must say that stuff getting yay, gonna be getting yeah. But before that, you know how we do it, we go for a short break and then we come back for the news update. So stay tuned, don't go anywhere, keep your ears listening.
Thank you very much. You guys are listening to the hottest radio station ever, playing the hottest music. Yeah,
hello back here. I know you guys are ready for this session, amazing session. Yeah, give you the real stuff, the real deals. Yeah, you know, everything that's awesome. Yeah, exactly, like I said, awesome. I know you're probably wondering, Nash, what are you doing, man? You're going on another level. Exactly, I'm going on another level. I told you that I'm gonna take this show on another level. We're gonna take this show on another level. They're gonna take this show on another level. Each and every one of us, you as the audience, me and this Mr. Navy, yeah. Almost said Minjumunga, you, yeah. That's speaking in tongues. Woo! Just killed it there. Yeah. But yeah, I almost said out of stuff, yeah. But you know how we do it here. We got instant jokes, instant stuff, instant words with the new words, yeah. Did you hear that? You didn't even catch that. I was about to say which. But then I'm like, yeah, mixing it up, man. You know, with the you, yeah. Ha ha. Yeah. I know, that's a new word as well. Huh. So don't forget, I can also speak baby language and speak in tongue. Yo, killing it. So welcome. We're going to be giving you some good stuff, which is the good news. Yeah, the good news is the Bible itself, plus, yeah, news itself. So listen up. We got amazing stuff that is happening here in South Africa. Here in South Africa, apparently the government has additional funding. Did you hear that? The government has additional funding for 2018, and they actually set aside 7.166 billion. Yeah, they put that funding aside. Almost said unsigned. Yeah. But yeah, that's something that's awesome. They actually put additional funding, which is 7.166 billion, and the reason why they put that aside is for the following reasons. Yeah, like I said, for the following reasons. I know you probably laughing there, yeah, but don't laugh, it's for the following reasons. So these are the amounts, keep your ears listening, like listen carefully. 4.851 billion. Did you hear that? Yeah. So they put aside that amount for the qualified university students. So they wanna fund students, you know, qualified university students that qualify to go to university. And guess what? They can't pay. So they've placed aside their amount of funding for those people, 4.851 billion. So yeah, the government is doing amazing stuff. So you probably wondering, okay, now where did the other 2.38, you know, yeah, where did the other amount go to? So listen up, that amount, which is 2.583 billion, so this is where it went to the colleges that, yeah, you know, the students that side, colleges and technical colleges that are out there, so that you know, those people also that want to go to colleges and technical, you know, colleges where you do technical stuff, you know, technical science, all those, you know, the subjects that fall under technical whatever, yeah, not technical whatever, but the good stuff, you know, those good stuff. So they've placed aside the rest of the amount for those stuff. So it was like amazing stuff, yeah. So right here in South Africa for 2018, we got additional funding, which is 7.166 billion. So that's a number I'll remember. I'll be like, my government did something good, which is great. Yeah. And then we go to the next one. Vice President Wang Qishan. I was like thinking, okay, Qishan. Okay, wow, how do I pronounce it? But yeah, President Vice Qishan, apparently the state, you know, not the state, but the country, they're still supporting him in terms of him being the president, the vice president. So There's a lot of things that have happened, you know, a lot of comments, and yeah, you know, these days you got people that want to break other people's reputation down. But guess what? The country's still standing up for him. They're still on his side. And President, Vice President, not President, but Vice President, Vice President Wang Qishan, he's like killing it because he's got the country supporting him. Yeah, and shout out to him, doing a great job out there. So don't worry about the rest of the people. Yeah, just put God first. And then the next one, we all know this guy, George H.W. Bush. You're probably wondering what's happening with him. So, yeah, there's like interesting stuff happening. And apparently George H.W. Bush, he was the president of America. So if you don't know, now you know. Gave you some history. Hey, awesome stuff. But yeah, George H.W. Bush was hospitalized after his wife's funeral. So he's 93. Now that's a number right there. Yo, he's lived for a lot of years. And yeah, at the moment he's responding to pills that he's been given. And the reason why he's responding to those pills is because after his wife's funeral, yeah, didn't take that funeral too good. So as a result, it actually affected him now, depression and stuff like that. So yeah, that was ex-president George H.W. Bush. Yeah, I'm like still thinking of President George W. Bush, man. Come on, you can't do this, dude. Yeah, but ex-president George W. Bush, he was hospitalized because of the wife's funeral. Yeah, didn't take it good. I mean, most of us don't even want our, you know, like, let me say, families. Yeah, we don't want them to go too soon. So I guess it was one of those. He also didn't want them to go too soon. But because, yeah, it happened. So because of that, he can't do anything. But he got affected. So, yeah, he was hospitalized recently because of, a very serious situation. So we're sorry. We're sorry about that. Hope everything goes well. And if you're listening to this, you're an amazing person. You've got an amazing, amazing, amazing character. Yeah. So just put God first and you're going to see what he's going to do for you. So that was the news update, you know, on another level, loving it, killing it for you, taking this show on another level as we are doing it. You know, even you as the listener, you're actually taking this show on another level. You're not even aware of it, but you're killing it on another level. Yeah, that you're killing it, my ninjas. Yeah. So stay tuned in. Keep on hearing. Keep on listening. Yeah, keep on paying attention. And you're gonna see amazing stuff's gonna happen. Yeah, so don't go anywhere. Keep on listening to this. Let's go for a short break.
Get your tambourines out. Every knee, I surrender. You are now.
Hey, y'all. Get ablaze by active worship today. Contact us for more info on www.activefm.co.za.
Hello, hello back, yo. Hello back, Yeah, DJ Nate back in the house. I feel like I was rapping. Yeah. DJ Nate back in the house. Yeah, I know, killing it on another level here. Yeah, okay, I lost the metronome, eh? I went off beat. Can you believe it? Yeah, so guess what? We're gonna come back on beat, which is what we were talking about. Can anyone remember what the topic is? I feel like rapping, singing. It's like really awesome. Boom. So I'm going to give you back what the topic was. Yeah, remind you, refresh your memory. Yeah, give you everything that you need to know and bring back. Yeah, so listen up and you're going to get everything right. I know. Yeah, that was cool. Ah, yay. I feel musical, man. Ha ha. Too much stuff, too much sauce, yo. So don't forget, the topic is still authority. But you know how we roll, man. So like, we don't just go into the topic, you know. And I told you I feel musical. You know what does that mean? It means we're gonna go for songs. This was short session for songs. But yeah, just going back to the songs, you know, like I always say, you know, Christ music is actually hot music. It's better than anything you can ever find under the sun. Now, if you wouldn't want to listen to Christ music, I think there's something wrong with you. You're probably missing a plot. So don't miss a plot. Don't be in a position where you are missing a plot. So, just taking it back to my life, I used to listen to secular music, as in secular worldly music. So that was me listening to all those people. I don't even want to mention artists anymore, you know, like if I mention their names, it feels like I'm promoting their stuff, but I don't want to mention their names. But all you know is I used to listening. It's a new word, man. In fact, that's a new phrase. Sentence. Yeah, you almost said sentence. Ooh. Aye, today it's happening. I'm getting too many new words. It's like really awesome. But yeah, I used to listen to secular worldly music. And something that I can say is it's not worth it because, yeah, most of the time you're listening to that. Yeah, you're listening. I don't know what I said. But you're listening to that. And guess what? It feels like you're getting depressed because at the end of the whole show, song, everything, yeah, it's a song, but you know, they put their shows in the song according to the beat. At the end of it, guess what? You're depressed. You don't even know what to do. Now, in that situation, I would advise you to actually listen to Christ music, which is amazing music, and which is what we're gonna actually give you, you know, throughout this whole short break, which is a short break. But a good short break. So yeah, this is Christ Music here on the Dave and Nash Show, and I hope you guys enjoy the music. So keep your I had to emphasize that more than twice so that you can actually remember. But like I said, keep your ears listening and yeah, stay focused on Christ music. So Christ music is hot music, yeah. Holla back, yo, on the Dave and Nash Show, yo, with your boy DJ Nave, because DJ Nav is not in the house. I know, I said DJ Nav is not, I'm like thinking DJ Dave Nave, ooh, that's like level, boom, ooh. Feel like it's a beat, but right there, yeah, welcome back on the Dave and Nash Show. In fact, yeah, I know the reason why you're listening to this is because it's too hot and blazing. Yeah, it's blazing on another level, so we're gonna feel this with God. So them puto, yeah. But right there, we're gonna kill it. Yeah, I know you guys still remember the topic because before the ad break with the songs, I gave you the topic. I know, yeah, but I gave you the topic before we went for an ad break, and I hope you guys can still remember it. Anyone still remember? I'll give you a few seconds to think, then answer. Okay, so I'm gonna count down. 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. Ooh, that was enough time for you to think about it. Now, guess what? Tell me, what was it? What was it? No, man. Remember it. Go back into your memory. Do you remember? Yes. So tell me, what was it? Authority! I told you you're gonna get it. I told you got this under control. You got it undercover. Yeah, got this undercover. It's too much sauce. It's two, not three, two. Yeah, it's like amazing. Too much sauce, like I said, yeah. So we're gonna get into authority. Now, you know what's interesting? During the news, I spoke about Vice President Wang Kwashang, Kwashang, yeah, that one. I'm sorry if you're listening to this and you heard your name and surname wrong. Forgive me, I'm gonna fix it, and I hope you do too. Yeah, so just fix it now, rewind. That's how you'll fix it. You rewind back to what I said and rectify it. Yeah, so right there, boom. So Mr. Vice President Wang Kishan is actually an authority, if you look at it. Authority, we're speaking about authority, but he's actually one of the authorities. If you look at it, the reason why he's a vice president is because he's got authority, and that way is interesting because there's a lot of responsibilities. Now, it's interesting how authority comes with responsibilities, you know. So you gotta make sure that, yeah, things are always in line, working how you want, supposed to be, making them working how you want and everything. So right there, Mr. Vice President is actually a leader and he has authority. But if you look at the other one also, I spoke about George H.W. Bush. Still remember? Nah, I thought so. You still remember? You see? You still remember? You too much, man. Yeah, but I spoke about George W. H. Yeah, Bush. George W. H. Bush, which is still the same. George H.W. Bush. He was also a leader. He was the president. Now, like I said earlier on, the title comes with responsibilities. If you are considered as the president, what you gonna do? Go make sure that the country is running. You have to make sure that the country is running. Same thing when you got authority. Gotta make sure that everything is running. Running away. Yeah, running. Running, running away, yeah. Gotta run, running away, yeah. I'm kidding, but it's true. You have to make sure that everything is running. Now, when you look at authority is very interesting because when you have authority, you are able to make sure that things are happening. You know, you're able to call the shots, as I would love to call it. So I'm calling it the shot. Hey, it's fun. I'm calling it the shots. Told you, comedy here. So you gotta laugh for days. Yeah, and you'll never get bored. Yeah, but authority is very interesting. And if you look at Genesis chapter 1 verse 29, it actually speaks about authority. It said, then God responded, let us make God in our own image, which is physical? No, not physical. Which is physical? No, not physical. That was a question in case you didn't catch it. So it said, let us make man in our own image, which is not physical, but spiritual in likeness, in character and personality. And yeah, the trait, you know, spiritually. Now we are made in God's image. And then it further on in the verse, it actually speaks that it talks about how we were given authority, and not just authority, complete authority, completo, not incompleto, completo. And that was amazing because, yeah, it's like really awesome. That's what God made and designed for us. He designed us into leaders. Now, I was like, what? Okay, so I'm actually a natural born leader, yeah, you know? Design, yeah, it's in my nature, it's in my blood and everything. That's what he did. He made us to become leaders. He made us to lead, and we are made to be leaders who have authority. That's what Adam did. Adam led, and he was leading in authority. He had a lot of dominion. He had complete rulership. Now that's what we are supposed to do. Authority is ours. But guess what? A lot of people have not identify their authority because they are still too comfortable, yeah, in what they are doing. So authority is very crucial, and a lot of us, we actually want authority. Looking at it, a lot of us want it, but you know what's funny? We want it because it's already in us. Now, how can you want something that's in you when they've already given it to you? So you gotta think about that. Authority has been given to you, so why are you desiring for something that you already have? Now, instead of being in a position where you're wanting authority, stop doing that. Stop focusing on that and start focusing on the person who gave you authority. Because his word does say that he has given you authority. Why? He has given you authority to do everything and manage. Now, that's what he wanted Adam to do. That's what he wanted Eve to do. I mean, when he created Eve, why did he create Eve? So that Eve can help Adam. Eve was the helper, making sure that the authority is still going down, still happening how it's supposed to be happening. But you got the devil who right now confusing a lot of people, and it's scary because a lot of them are supposed to go to heaven, but guess what? They are having a blurred up vision, which is preventing them from seeing that they have authority. Now it takes me back to like snakes, man. Me and snakes are not friends. So, snakes, if you have to bring a snake, I'm gonna show you flames. I'll teach you how to fly. Hey, I'm gonna teach you how to fly with hands and legs. Woo, if you have to bring that thing next to me. But yeah, that is me right there, man. And I know, you gotta have authority. In fact, you should say to that snake, snake, come here. And then it comes. And then you pet it. And then you tell it, go. And then it strolls, and then you kick it on, or you kick it, and then guess what? It goes faster. That's what you're supposed to be doing. And not just snakes, you know, even that lion that you know. If one day, I end up bumping into a lion and I see it, me, I'm gonna run faster than Usain Bolt. That's what most of the people say. Almost said other stuff. That's what's good. Hey, you must be careful, ne? Instant comedy. Jokes. But you must laugh. Don't just be there, sitting there, and not laughing, ne? I want you to laugh. Get a laugh here. All right, the authority is ours. Now, going back to Genesis, if we examine Adam's life, Adam actually had the authority over everything. And something that's awesome is the examples that I just brought up. Ha 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 ha. They are real. Adam could pet a lion. Could say, lion, come here. Okay. And then guess what? The lion's like, and then guess what? It's complaining. Then Adam is like, yeah. Shush. Then guess what? It goes, okay, but not like that. But you get what I'm saying, you know. It actually keeps quiet. Now, that's the authority that Adam had. That was physical authority that you can see. But now we got authority in the spirit and in the physical. And in the spirit, that's when your whole spirit is whole. Why? Because it's in the presence of God. And because of the spiritual side of it, it's actually affecting the physical side of it. I mean, Adam was connected to God, and guess what? The results of him being connected to God led him to have physical authority. So in the spiritual, he had authority. And in the physical, he had authority. Same thing with Jesus. Jesus had authority over everything, in the spirit and in the physical. So everything that he did in the spirit, guess what? In the physical as well, it was affected. Yeah, the spiritual side, which is the spirit world, affected the physical world. I mean, it takes me back to the movie The Matrix. You know The Matrix, yeah? There's two worlds. There's the real world and the good-looking, luxurious world and all the stuff. But the real world. So there's the real world and the real world. Hey, you guys got the next topic, yeah? Right there. That's the next topic. Yeah, but let's go back. Yeah, there's the real world and the real world, you know? Yeah. So right there, it's like the Matrix. The Matrix, you see the fancy world, you know, which is the real world. And it looks so good. There's the cars. Jobs, yeah. There's that. And then guess what? It's the real world. Where? It's rough. Hey. Ha. People are actually sleeping. That's why they're not seeing the real world. So, same thing with our time. We have authority. Both in the physical and the spiritual. But guess what? most of the people are affected by... By? Can you answer that? By? 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 What are they affected by? They're affected by the physical because they did not get to God. They gotta get to God where they understand, okay, this is where I am, this is what I'm doing, and this is where I'm supposed to be. And as a result, God is gonna open my spiritual eyes so that I may be able to see in the spiritual world, so that I know what is happening and I know how to operate in my full potential with my authority that was given to me. Because authority is very important. Everything that I'm not saying in the spiritual will happen in the physical. But how can you operate in the spiritual if you haven't got to God? So we gotta get to God. Now, authority is very important and it's very, very, very necessary. Because it helps you throughout your whole entire life. I know, right? Yeah, I'm being serious, eh? I'm being serious. So we all have authority over everything. That's how God created us. Created us with authority. And what we have to do is, we gotta get to God. He's the solution to everything that you could ever want, which is awesome. Yeah, and guys, this has been an awesome, amazing session. But don't go anywhere, because we are not going far. We are just around the corner. Yeah. So, yeah, you know how we do it? We give you amazing songs in the amazing break. And then we come back for more and more and more. So, yeah, keep your ears tuned in. Keep your ears listening and twitching with Gazozo. And don't go anywhere, because we are still here killing it for you. And we're going to take it to a whole new level. So don't forget, we're still talking about authority. Yeah. So Active FM, Christ Music is... hot music.
Damn. of sin. God, why do you love me?
Yeah, 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 yeah. you holler back. I know you guys enjoy that, y'all. Like, you guys really enjoy that. Like I told you, it's gonna be awesome. It's gonna be amazing. It's gonna be on another level. Yeah. So yeah, we back into this topic. Authority, 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 authority. Yeah, you guys know. With authority comes a lot of responsibilities. Yeah, I told you in the earlier segment. Yeah, as I said, yeah, you must know. So obviously now with that we know, yeah, authority has a lot of responsibilities and all the stuff. You like, you actually take an example, you look at the president. Woo. The president, yeah, has a lot of authority, and with that authority that he has, there's a lot of responsibilities that he actually has, you know, when it comes to that authority. Like, he, if I can even put it this way, in fact, let me put it this way, not even if, let me put it this way. You know, the president has a lot of authority, and guess what? There's people's lives that are in his hand. So people will live or die. Yeah, you see, their lifespan, it's in the president's hand. He can decide whether they live or they die. Now, that's how important authority is. You know, even people's lives matter. You know, people's lives are at stake just because of your authority. So you gotta check that authority very well. Like I said earlier on, you know, we were made to rule. We were made to have authority. And that is what God designed us to do. So each and every single one of us, we have authority. But the problem is the enemy comes to steal, kill, and destroy. Now, with your authority, what does he come and do? He comes and kill your authority. He comes to steal your authority. And he comes to destroy your authority. And you look at Genesis, as we spoke about it earlier on. Like, Adam and Eve, you know, they had authority. They were made to have authority. They were ruling. You know, they could tell that lion, come here, man. Yeah, come here. Yes, the lion's about to go. Yeah, keep quiet. Then he keeps quiet. Ha, imagine that. Picture that. In fact, you must close your eyes. And then you must picture that lion. That lion is about to come to you and show you flames. It's like, okay, lunch today. Okay, guys, let's eat. And then you like, nope. No. Do I look like food to you? Look at my face. Yeah, you see this face? This face is not food. It doesn't look like food, right? Yeah, so listen up. Sit down and then close your mouth and listen to what I have to say. And then you speak to it. And then after that, you pet it and then you tell it, go back to where you're supposed to be. Yeah, and guess what the funny thing is? It listens to you. Woo! I'd love that, man. Yeah, I'd be like, yo, haha. Did you see what I did, man? Yeah, it was like cool, right? Same thing with you guys, eh? You'll be proud of yourself. You're like, yeah, today I told the lion to do this. And guess what? Listen, authority. Now, Adam and Eve had that same authority. That's what they were doing. You know, that's what they were meant to do. That's what we were all made to do. We were all made to have the same authority. But the problem is the enemy stole that from us. He came, stole it. And guess what? He's destroying it. Now, most of you even have authority at this point in time. But you don't even realize that you have authority. Some of you are even running away from the authority. You don't even realize it's awesome. That's what you're actually supposed to be doing. You're meant to be operating in that authority. And something that's amazing is you actually understand authority when you get exposed to your purpose. You're like, wow, okay, that is really awesome. Huh? These are the things that I can actually do. Huh? They are mind-blowing. Yeah. I mean, you take Jesus, like we used him as an example. He's still our role model. He's still our example. He placed the example for us, so we're supposed to be following his footsteps. Like, he resurrected Lazarus. Who else does that? Ha. I know, right? Yeah, think about it. He had so much authority that he walked on water. Picture that, man. Now, I know, that's like mind-blowing, eh? Let's go further. Yeah. Take tornadoes. Hey. Ha. In this time, like right now, a lot of people I know, they're fearful, you know, when it comes to tornadoes, tsunamis, floods, and all those stuff. But guess what's the funny thing? Jesus actually told those tornadoes and tsunamis and the flood to stop. And guess what? They stopped. Everything was calm. Now picture that, the tornado is coming to you, it's coming to you, it's coming to you, it's even going faster as it gets to your face, about to take you. You say stop, and then guess what? It stops. In fact, it goes, disappears. We'll be like, yo, that's awesome, man. Yeah. Oh, thank you, Lord. I feel like crying, man. But that's the authority that you're made to have. You're made to have that much authority. And authority is very important. It's not just the spiritual side of it. It's also the physical side of it. You gotta look at both sides, you know. Like I said earlier on, the spiritual world affects the physical world. So that's something that you have to understand. You have to understand it. So the authority that you have it in the spirit. When you're connected to Christ, when you know Him as your Savior, and you accept Him, and you're like, Lord, I'm going to live this life for You. I'm going to die to my own desires. You know, I'm going to place aside this mindset that says, it's all about me, myself, and I. No, I'm going to place that mindset aside, and then I'm going to actually live for You. It's going to be about You. It's going to be about what You want me to do. You know, hey, did you hear that rhyme? Hey, instant rhyme. It's all about You. Do, ha, I know, hey, it's natural, yeah. Also, you guys can do the same thing, you can all do the same thing, yeah. What's possible with one is possible with all, yeah. Same thing with the Lord, He set the example for us. He said we must have authority. Go out there, make disciples of all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. You must teach them what you learned from the Lord Himself, guide them. That's what you need to do, you know. Make sure that they're going throughout the right path, which is the Lord's path. They're doing things the way God did it, you know, and that's what we're supposed to be doing. It's amazing. That's how much authority we have. He even said that we're gonna do greater things. I know when I read that and I actually get exposed to that saying, man, and that Bible text, I'm like, yo, okay, Lord, this is where my mind goes, you know. Okay, so there's a glimpse of where my mind goes. Are you listening? You're listening. Put your ears there, closer to the speaker, man. Yeah, if it's the earphones, make sure that the voice and the volume and the sound waves, they are louder. Make sure that they're loud. So listen, this is a glimpse of where my mind goes. So when I get exposed to that saying, I'm like, okay, Lord, I know, right? Yeah, like you raised Lazarus. Yeah, there was one guy. You raised one guy from the dead. That's how much authority you had. Now you're saying I'm going to do great things. So my mind is like, I'm gonna rock up in a cemetery. Now I'm gonna tell everyone, rise up, yay! And then they're gonna rise up. Yeah, that's where my mind goes. So I think of stuff like that. Like, yeah, go to the cemetery, tell all of them to rise up, and then they must all rise up. Yeah, but that's gonna be scary, man. Imagine going there with a friend, tell them, everybody there in the cemetery, rise up, and they all rise, and then your friend is next to you. He's gonna be like, what? Abara, yeah, man, I'm running, yeah. No, man, I ain't staying here. You don't see stuff like this. But yeah, it's actually interesting, because the Lord said that you're gonna do greater things than He did. So me, my mind is like, okay, you raised up one person, I'm gonna raise up more than 100 people. Yeah, you just take them and put them in an auditorium, and I'm gonna be like, yeah, rise, yeah, rise up from the dead, and guess what? They all rise. But at the same time, yeah, it's gonna be interesting. Be like, yo, they actually rose. Yeah, it's gonna be really, really interesting. But those are the great things. And then I'm thinking, ha, Lord, You walked on water? Hey, so, okay, am I gonna walk on water and maybe do even more than that? Never know. Maybe breathe forever underwater. Yeah, stuff like that. You're like thinking, wow, it's interesting. But there's also miracles, you know. I remember, yeah, I once got exposed to that. I think it's the first time when I got exposed to it. And I actually believed, and I was like, okay, that day I was sick. So I was actually sick, like, yeah, I was in pain. And then, so my mind was like, okay, let's try it out. Like, let's actually put God to the test, you know. He says we're going to do greater things. But, yeah, right now, you know, I just need some healing here. Yeah, you know, Lord, yeah, Lord, I know You can do it, man. So I want to see what You can do. That was me. And then I, like, started praying. I'm praying for myself there, and then I placed my hand where the pain was. Pray. And then after a while, I actually moved my hand, you know, where the pain was, so that I can trigger the pain. And there was no pain. It's like, what? Okay, had that overwhelming feeling, you know, that's unexplainable. You like feel like screaming in the house, but you know, hey, if you scream, yeah, people are gonna come out of here, look at you like you're crazy, man. Like, what you doing, man? What's going on with you? Yeah. But yeah, that was me. Felt like screaming, but I was jumping though. Jumping up and down there. Whoa! Throwing my hands in the air there. I'm like, whoa, that's awesome, man. But yeah, all of those things. That's how much authority we've been given. We've been given that much authority to actually do all those amazing stuff. And yeah, I've actually had the glimpse of what we can do on myself. So like, I was testing. Like, okay, Lord, let me see what you can do. Let's do this. Yeah, yeah, let's do this. And guess what? I got the outcome. I actually saw it. I was like, yo, Lord, you're too much. You're amazing. So we've been given that much authority. Now, same thing with Jesus. You know, he has the same authority. He was given the same authority. And something that's awesome is he didn't use his authority to abuse the people that are around him. Did you hear that rhyme? Use, abuse. It's too much. Ha. Yeah. But like I said, Jesus had that much authority, yet he didn't abuse the people around him. He didn't use that authority to abuse their lives, you know. He actually used it to make their lives better. He used it to heal. He used it to make the blind see. He used it to rise the dead from death. Yeah, they got life, you know. Like, I'm like thinking there, yo, Lord, I was gone. Imagine that was me. I'm gone, I'm dead, and then he rises me up, man. I'm like seeing heaven there. I'm in heaven, about to start enjoying, and then whoop, you come back to earth. I'll be like, yo, come on, man. Can you do that to me? But yeah, it was awesome, man. So it was like really awesome. And that's what Jesus did, you know. Jesus actually rose the dead. Yeah. Told the fig tree to die. And guess what? Died. That's how much authority he had. Now, something that's interesting is the authority that you get. It's also linked to your faith, hey? Can't throw away faith. Yeah, I know you. I get it. You got this much authority, so you think you don't need faith. No, don't lie to yourself, man. In fact, faith is what got you into that position where you got that much authority. Same thing with me. I can reflect in a lot of different areas of my life where, because of faith, God took me from somewhere to another place. Took me from one position to another position. And I'm like, wow, okay, that's awesome, Lord. You are actually awesome. And I acknowledge that, yeah, I've been given this amount of authority. And the Lord gave me this authority. So I mustn't use it to actually abuse, you know, the people that are around me. You know, you can even abuse people like your family, you know, family members, with the amount of authority that you had, because now your mind is in a state where it's like, I made it, I did this, I did that. Now that's not the type of mindset to have. So your authority, gotta examine that authority well. And the best example to actually see, as in our time, is the person who's in charge of the nation. Now, if you examine the person who's in charge of the nation, but still, yeah, can still say that, you know. That sentence is going into the David Nash dictionary. Yeah. So don't forget that phrase. It's too much. Too much sauce. But if you examine the president of the nation, whichever nation that you're in, if it's USA, the president of USA at the moment, you know, yeah, Donald Trump. If it's China, South Korea, you know, all those different areas, just check the person who's in authority. The person who controls the whole country. Now, that person has authority right there. And like I said, people's lives are in his hand. He can decide who dies and who lives. So right there, you're not judge how they actually handle their authority and what type of a leader they are. You're actually able to see it by the way they use their authority. Same thing with Jesus. Jesus had that much authority, but you know what he did? He made people's lives better. He healed them. He actually helped, you know. He did amazing stuff. Now that's the type of leader that we actually supposed to be. Each and every single person, you have that amount of authority. Now be a leader that's actually gonna use that authority well, and you're gonna do amazing stuff. You're gonna make people's lives better like Jesus did. You're gonna walk here on earth just like Jesus. You're gonna bring heaven to earth. You have that much authority, eh? You actually have that much authority to bring heaven to earth. Now, if I had to go to heaven, I know I wouldn't want to come back. But something that's gonna be really awesome is bringing heaven to earth. Now we have that much authority to do that. So think about it and actually meditate on it, you know. And yeah, bring heaven to earth. You have that much authority. So you know how we do it, yeah. Awesome session, but it's not the last session. Still got another one coming, yeah. But we're gonna go for an ad break, and I hope you guys enjoy the music and something special that we have for you. So stay tuned in, listen, keep your eyes listening, yeah, and your ears watching. I told you, remember I told you in the beginning, keep your eyes listening and your ears watching. Yeah, you know what I mean. So I'm gonna see you after this break, and stay tuned in here on the Dave and Nash Show. We're still talking about authority. Yeah, peace.
Give me Trade is passionate about mobility and solutions that make a difference in your business.
From mobile sales
and sales management to van sales and proof of delivery. For a demo, call RapidTrade on 011-493-9755. RapidTrade, ahead of the game.
When was the last time I actually say that? But welcome back. Yeah, you know the break was awesome. I know the break was amazing. You people enjoy the music that we deliver on this show. The music that we deliver on Active FM. Everything that's going down on levels. Yeah, you know, it's awesome. It's amazing. You guys actually love it. Now, getting back into the topic, but unfortunately it's the last session, so yeah, we're gonna kill it and you guys are gonna love it. Now, authority, going back into the authority topic, most of you people, if I actually have to present an opportunity, I know a lot of us were like, leaders, me being a leader, me, I don't want to be a leader. I'll never be a leader. I don't even think of being a leader. I just want to make money, buy cars, buy houses. Yeah, that's all I want. Yeah. Guess what? As much as you don't want to be a leader, if I had to place you in a position where you have the title available for you and that title has a lot of authority, guess what? You'll take it. Now let's take, for example, being the president of any country around the world, any nation around the world. Right there, the president, or let me not say president. You know, some places it's not president, but it's leader. Some places, yeah, you know, they got those different types of titles that they use. But if you had to be the one who's controlling the whole country and that position is available and you know the authority is, yo, you got that much authority to control the whole country, guess what? As much as you don't want to be a leader, you're gonna take it. You know why? You are designed to be in power. You are designed to rule. You are designed to be a leader. You are designed to have authority, which you already have. You just need to tap into it. You just need to tap into it, because most of the people don't even know that they got authority. They got that much influence. They got that much power. That's most of the people. They actually don't know. They actually don't realize. And as a result, guess what? They don't do what they're supposed to be doing. Why? Because it's gone. It's gone. Like, come on, guys. Don't do this, man. Yeah, man. I know, man. My voice changed. But I need to get the point across. You guys need to take authority and take the stand. Like, actually start doing what you're supposed to be doing. There's a lot of nations out there that are falling. They're going down. You know why? Because there's no one that wants to take authority that is in a place where they have the right mindset. You know why? Because they don't have Christ. You need to be in a position where you take Christ into your life as your personal savior. You take Christ serious into your life. You know why? Because everything that has to do with the Lord, it actually impacts your life. Once your spiritual side is sorted with the Lord, trust me, your physical side, you're gonna love it. You know why? Opportunities are gonna be coming left, right, center. Everything in your life will have order. You'll have discipline. I don't think there's anyone that doesn't want to have that type of life. No. I, me, myself. I want to have that type of life. I want to have that type of a life where I know that my life it's in point, you know, it's in the right direction, you know, it's exactly how I want it to be. And it's in order. I want a life like that. I want a life in order that I know when I look at the stuff that I'm doing, I'm like, yeah, everything is on point, it's in order, and everything is how it's supposed to be. Why? Because I have Christ in my life. When you look at Christ, Christ wore the most expensive clothing, but woo, something that's interesting. He wore the most expensive stuff, but his mind wasn't focused on money and buying all those stuff. Isn't that an example to show you that when you focus on Christ and you do what he's supposed to be doing, what he's supposed to be doing that he gave you to do. Guess what? God takes care of you. Takes care of each and everything that you have to do. Which is what Christ did. He was given authority. And God told him, this is what you're going to do. This is how much authority you have. And you are able to use it however you want to use it. And guess what? His character was so on point and so in place to a point where he used it so well that he saved the whole world. Christ saved the whole world from going to hell. Now we all going to heaven if we accept him. It's a choice. Same thing with authority. That authority, God is the one that gives it to you. Now you might be in a position where you have the authority and you're thinking, yeah, I mean, I'm good. I'm like killing it. I'm living the most amazing life. Why? Because the Lord is there by my side. Yes, the Lord is there by your side. That's why you got that freaking authority that you have. Now, I'm not trying to be, you know, what's the word? Okay, the word ran away. But what I'm saying is that authority that you have, it's the Lord that gave it to you. Now, don't waste it by doing the wrong stuff, by leading people the wrong direction. Now, the word says, how amazing is it for the master to place a servant in charge and tell him to do a specific task at a specific time. And when the master comes back, he finds that servant doing exactly what he told him to do. And guess what? The master's going to put him in charge of every single one of his possessions. That's what the word says. Now, if you look at it, you take all of those principles and apply them into your life, you'll see the change. You'll see the change. Same thing that I did. I did the same thing. And I saw the results. And I was like, wow, Lord, you're so awesome. Your word is true to itself. God will never lie to you. He himself. He'll never be unfaithful to his word. I mean, you got a lot of people that say, I'm going to give you 10 red tomorrow so that you can buy lunch. And guess what? Tomorrow comes. Boom. They're not there. Ha. Guess what? Unfaithfulness. God is not unfaithful to his word. Not unfaithful to his word. He said he gave you all authority. All authority has been given to you. That's what he said. Which is true. You have all authority. But what is keeping you from using that authority effective is you not being connected to God. You not accepting Christ as your Lord and personal Savior. That's all you need to do. Accept Christ. You're like, okay, Lord, I come to you. I accept you as my Lord and personal Savior. And I know there's a lot of people that don't even know. How do you do this? How do you come to Christ? How? I don't understand why. Come on, like how? How? A lot of people, they have all those questions. In fact, a lot of people don't know how to accept Christ. But it's so simple. So simple. You just believe in your heart that Christ died for you. And you confess with your mouth that you accept him as your Savior. And you confess with your mouth also that you have sinned against him and you ask him to forgive you for your sins. And from that day, you're saved. Which is what 2 Corinthians chapter 5 verse 17 says. He who has accepted Christ is a new creation. The old has passed, the new has come. Everything in the past is gone. Everything from this day forward is new. So whatever you did in the past, it don't matter. You know why? He forgave you for it. Forgave you for it. Now he has given you authority. You need to use that authority amazingly. 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 I can't even say it again to actually show you how important it is. Amazingly important. Yeah. Yeah, that. The David Nash Dictionary is getting full, man, with phrases and amazing words. Yeah. You know, but that authority that has been given to you, you need to take control of it. And you need to use it. Hey, and you used. Yeah, that was nice. It was cool, man. I know you used. Yeah. So it's going into the David Nash Dictionary. Still getting full. Yeah, yeah. Yeah, you must know, man. But right there, you take it. Take control of your authority. And you use it wisely. Don't forget that you are filled with wisdom. And in order for you to use it wisely as well, you need to be connected to the source of that authority, which is who? Which is Jesus. Gotta be having a communication with him. Same thing with when you fall in love. I don't think there's anyone that falls in love and then they're like, I spoke to you on Monday, so I'm not going to speak to you for the rest of the week. And then I'm only going to speak to you on Monday, okay? No, there's no one that does that. Same thing with God. Why do that to God? Like you in a relationship with God, and guess what? He's like helping you. He's like showing you how to walk perfect like Christ. He's showing you how to become like Christ, more like Christ, which is what Christ's disciples did. You know, they were in communication with God. They were having a relationship with Him. They spoke to Him every single day. They met every single day to strengthen each other's faith and all the stuff. They accepted Christ, you know, and they accepted His calling. They took that. Their crosses, their lives, and took upon His cross and His life. They took His life so that they can take away their lives and throw them away, their lives away, so that they can live for God, you know, because they understood Christ has authority. And if we live our lives based on Christ's authority, we're gonna go places, we're gonna change lives, we're gonna impact the nations, which is the vision of God, for everyone to go to heaven. Hear that? Everyone to go to heaven. Which is amazing. I don't think there's anyone that doesn't want to go to heaven. No! I want to go there, man. I want to go to heaven. So if you don't want to go, I'm going to see you when you decide to come to heaven. Which is what we all need to do. We all need to accept Christ and actually declare our authority and walk in it. And not just walk in it effectively. You can have the title, but that doesn't mean that you're living your life according to that title. I mean, Christ lived according to His title. He was a king. And guess what? He was a king that loved. And He didn't use His power to abuse the rest of the people that were around Him. And I said it earlier on. Same thing with now. We gotta get leaders that are in authority. And guess what? They got Christ as their savior guiding them. And that's what we need to do. So think about it. Sit down. Examine your life. And I know, I used to be one of those people, honestly speaking. I used to be one of those people that was like, you know what? I'm going to get serious with God when I'm 18. And guess what? 18 was coming closer. And then I saw, 2 years left, I'm 18. No, man, let me increase the lifespan, you know. Let me increase the date, the years, the months. You know, I need to make sure that I do that. Increase the weeks. And then I went from, I'm going to get serious with God when I'm 18 to, I'm gonna get serious with God when I'm married. That was me. So in other words, I'm like, I'm gonna become a leader when I'm married. That was me. And I was like, I'm gonna kill it, man. There, So right now I gotta make sure that I'm living my life the way I want to live. And guess what? That's a lot of people's mindsets now, in our time. But they don't realize that life with Christ in it is actually awesome. When you accept Christ, you're actually living an awesome life because you have a lot of authority and you understand how to use your authority, and you understand that the authority that was placed in your hand is actually important because people's lives depend on how you respond with that authority, just like the president. So think about that. Like I said, sit down, examine your life, and I'm encouraging you to take a stand with your authority that Christ gave you and accept Christ as your personal savior and let Him guide you with His spirit. And you're gonna see where He's gonna take you. He's gonna take you to amazing places that you never thought you'd be. Same thing with me. Like, wow, it's awesome. But did you hear that rhyme? Be me. Don't be me, but be me. In other words, be like Christ. That's what I'm saying. So you gotta reflect Christ, refract. Okay, that one is going into the dictionary, ne? Refract. That one, my mind was like, what? Okay, Nash, what you saying, man? Refract. It's going into the David Nash dictionary. But like I said, reflect Christ, reflect the authority that He walked with, and you gotta live an awesome life. You're gonna live an awesome life because you're gonna be impacting people's lives. So until next time, I'm just gonna give you the places where you can catch us. You can catch us on Facebook at ActiveFM777, and then you can catch us on Twitter at ActiveFM777, and then you can catch us on Instagram at ActiveFM777. I almost said Tipple. Tipple 7. No, not Tipple 7. 777. And then don't forget the website itself, www.activefm.co.za. Don't forget to catch the other shows as well. You know, you got those amazing shows like The Drill, The Funny Truth, Food for Thought, all those amazing shows that are on the Active FM, where we are family. Active FM, family. Yeah. So until next time, this is DJ Nave signing out and telling you to stay tuned for the next episodes of Active FM. Yeah, on the number one station where Christ music is hot music. So stay blessed. And yeah, don't forget, accept Christ as your savior. Yeah, see you next time. Same time, same place. Yeah, love you.
Active FM. Christ music is hot music.
Just need a minute to agree, we need some changes, We know things sometimes don't go well or planned, Please understand, I wanna tell you how I feel, just give me a moment, I just need a moment to hold the future in my hands, let go of things that harm me with my past, don't feel alone, I just need a moment, to agree, we need some changes, Please God, just give me the strength to do this on my own. I know I can, without you, I am hopeless. Your grace is everything, You created me for so much more, Lord. You created me for so much more, Lord. Your grace is everything, You created me for so much more. I adore you for the blessings you've given me. So to my friends and family, I pray life's full miracles and lessons, because we created more than what the world wants us to believe. God gives us a dream. I sit here and sing about the truth. Yeah, I'm sitting here in the booth. So put your hands up for the one that died on the cross. Put your hands up for him, I just need a moment, to agree, we need some changes, We know things sometimes don't go well or planned, Please understand, I wanna tell you how I feel, just give me a moment, Your grace is everything, You created me for so much more, Lord. Your grace is everything, Your grace is everything, You created me for so much more, Lord. You created me for so much more. Your grace is everything, Just need a moment, to agree, we need some changes, We know things sometimes don't go well or planned, Please understand, I wanna tell you how I feel, just give me a moment,
How good and how pleasant it would be before God and man, to see the unification of
a collage of capabilities so heavy they fall to earth from the limitless sky and leave craters. We are creators, recreating a culture, uprooting trees that have been homes to vultures, vouching for ourselves. Confidence is a product, we're stacking up our shelves, and the world around us will pay full price for our wisdom on how to be boundless. From the conversations in coffee plantations to restaurants where cups filled with mochas are the focus of the upper echelon, we tell stories as we live them. It's like we're decorating the beautiful black galaxy with our beautiful black hands as we lift them up in praise. Yes, hands are raised We match the rays of the sun with eyes that watch the rays of sons and daughters. I'm convinced of what I can give despite what I can get from it. We are the melody of Masekela's trumpet. We are the fifth string on Oliver's guitar. And we are united as one. But we sleep on our potential with no sense of alarm. And what makes you think that just because you build individually and then throw stones in the glass house, that won't break us? It will. And separating ourselves one from another plagues us. Our razor sharp tongues cut at our credibility like we aren't even able to speak a single word to save us. We cried for African freedom. Now we cry at embassies for green cards to enslave us. Did fella die for nothing? Did fella die for nothing? Since when did our legends die for us to hate us? It's time to elevate us, and love will raise a glass and celebrate us. No foreign aid will serenade us. We are the reverse effect you won't reject, but rather inject the drug known as the future that portrays us. The future that portrays us.